On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and we're here for four full hours tonight on the program. That's right, folks. It's not a Thursday. Don't check your calendars. Usually, we only have full shows on Thursday, but tonight, a Wednesday, a full four-hour Wednesday program. I'm Christian Arcand. Thomas Crisafulli back there in place of Joe Braverman tonight. Joe, of course, on the production for the Red Sox game. And the Red Sox pummeling, and I mean pummeling, the Minnesota Twins today. We're all here melting in Boston. The Red Sox on fire out in Minnesota as they really just put their boot on the Twins' throat and did not let up a convincing, very convincing 13-1 win, the type of win that has you thinking, yeah, maybe, you know, this offense could be back. Coming out of the break, it looked like the offense was really in the tank. This is certainly the type of showing and performance that'll get you back thinking that things could be better, will be better going forward. That being said, what Will Fleming had to say just there is extremely important. I'm glad he said it. I'm glad that he's been beating this drum on the official broadcast. I certainly have been on the pre- and post-game show, as well as Red Sox Review and my show. Really, everybody has been, at one point or another, on their soapbox, yelling and screaming about how the Red Sox need to continue to invest in the team this year. It's come with a lot of caveats. They got to add, but I don't want them to trade Jaron Duran. They got to add, but I don't want them to trade Willy Abreu. They should add, but they can't trade Christian Gamble. They should add, but you can't trade Marcelo Meyer. You should add, but it should only be prospects I've never heard of. Or the password, I'm not even going to try. Garcia, the password down in the minors. Let's say, I've heard the password be the centerpiece of a trade for Paul Skeens. That's sort of the mindset that you get in when you get deep in the weeds towards the trade deadline. And the Red Sox are certainly allowing for that to happen because they are really playing their cards close to the vest, if they're playing cards at all. And that's what I want to open with here, because we have a big show tonight. We're not just going to talk Red Sox all night, although this is the last opportunity to do so on this show anyway, in this time slot, before the trade deadline tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So we will have a heavy, heavy dose of baseball tonight, heavy dose of Red Sox, heavy dose of trade deadline, as there has been a bunch of moves made today already. More moves for the Yankees, the Angels picking up some relievers, some Red Sox sloppy seconds relievers from last year's trade deadline, as a matter of fact. The Cincinnati Reds going out there and making some ads. A team that has been struggling around 500 a lot of this year, too, and a team that has a very good young pitching staff and some good young, exciting players. They're trying to get better. The Red Sox, though, according to Sean McAdam and many other people, are playing their cards close to the vest. They've gone into stealth mode. They are not talking to anybody. It's all very mysterious. I don't like that. I don't like it. I see the occasional update about how they should be interested in Yandy Diaz. Not that they are, but that they should be. That was Buster Olney's big thing a couple days ago. Red Sox really should be interested in Yandy Diaz. Okay, well, are they interested in Yandy Diaz? I agree they should be, but are they or not? Red Sox should get another starting pitcher. Right, yeah, they should. You're right. Are they planning to? Like, I don't know. I thought that was awkwardly phrased. Then you start hearing about Mitch Keller with the Pirates, who I would be fine. If that's who they end up getting at the deadline, I'd be happy with Mitch Keller. Depending on what you have to give up to get him, I wouldn't go crazy for Mitch Keller in terms of prospects or major league ready play. But you are talking about a starting pitcher. You are talking about a guy having a career year on a bad team. That's exactly what a team like the Red Sox should be targeting. That's who they should be going for. That's the way these things tend to go. And in fairness, the other side of that coin is when a team has a starting pitcher at the deadline and it's not 37-year-old James Paxton or, you know, some guy on the end of his career, that generally means, that they are going to squeeze you till at last drop. I mean, really, it's not a fair fight. They know they have the advantage, and they try and squeeze these teams to the point of no return. And that's why you don't see these moves happen very often. And when you do, it's a team going all in, going for it, balls to the wall. Here it is. This is it, boys. We're making our push. And are the Red Sox there? Are the Red Sox that team? Is Craig Breslow that guy? Is John Henry that guy? Is Alex Cora that guy? Is this team that team? I don't know that we have an answer yet. I really don't. And I hate to say that because the Sox are playing well right now. That was a great series win against the Dodgers, and this was a nice turnaround to beat the Twins and win these last two games, pummeling them with runs and some good starting pitching from Giolito, a good start from Brian Bello after a couple iffy starts from both those guys. Crochet continuing to pitch well. Walker Buehler with a decent start the other day against the Dodgers. You know, like, things are happening here. But I don't know that this team has declared itself something special yet. Now, you don't have to be something special to add at the deadline, I don't think. But I do get the sense that that's how John Henry thinks. You want me to go out there and do what? And trade prospects and trade for a player we have to extend and cut a big check? You want me to do that for this team? This team that's been stuck around 500 all year? You know what I mean? Like, I just, that's the attitude that permeates from up top. That's the way it sounds. That's the way it looks. That's the way it's looked for the last couple of years. The last couple of years, this team has treated the trade deadline like a chore that they had to get out of the way. Like, okay, we don't want to make any trades, but we have to do something, otherwise our fans are going to get mad. So let's trade for Danny Jansen and James Paxton and a couple of relievers who stink. Let's see how that goes over. Not great. Let's trade for the Hosmer. You know, let's trade for whoever. And just get these people off our backs. They don't want to do anything at the trade deadline. They don't want to go out there and make some big commitment. They don't want to go out there and get ripped off. That's really what it is. They don't want to go out there and get ripped off. And I hate to say it, but as each trade deadline goes by, unless you're dealing for a rental, and that's happened. We've seen that now. We've seen that all through the league, really all through the American League. You're seeing rentals going left and right, and they're going to the teams that you're directly competing with. Ahmed Rosario, Ryan McMahon, Naylor, etc. They're all going to these teams in the American League. Rentals. Rental bats. You got them for a month and a half, and they're there for the playoff push, and whatever you do after that is between you and the Lord. But, you know, this is how it's going. And the Red Sox just don't seem interested. They don't seem interested in a move for a rental because moves for rentals are not efficient. You're only getting him for this amount of time. Then you have to decide if you want to pay him, and having to pay a guy who's 30 years old is not efficient. So, you know, we don't really want to go down that road. We don't really want to get into a situation like this. And they'll make up some phrase. They'll say something like, we don't want to sacrifice wins today for wins tomorrow, or whatever the hell the thing is, you know, that they've been saying for the last 3 years. When are we going to get to the wins tomorrow, by the way? When's that going to start? Because we've been sacrificing these wins today as not to give up on wins tomorrow, and the wins tomorrow just don't seem to be coming at the rate that I was expecting. And again, I'm saying all of this after a big win, and I understand it sounds like I'm whining here, but I am getting upset. I am getting upset by the prospect of this team winning this series, winning these two series against the Dodgers and the Twins, going into the trade deadline, secure in a wild card spot. By the way, do we have a score on the Yankees? Do we know what, are they playing right now, or they already played? The Yankees have not started yet. They started 7. Yankees and the Rays. The Red Sox won their game and are now just a half game back of the Yankees for the first wild card. And if the Yankees lose, they'll be in a tie. And the Red Sox have the tiebreaker because they have been just pistol whipping the Yankees this year every time they play them. So, in other words, there's a chance here, depending on how that game goes, there's a chance that the Red Sox will be second place in the AL East and owners of the first wild card at the trade deadline. And there's a really good chance they're still not going to make an impact move. And they'll give you an excuse about how they couldn't find the right one, but just think of that. Think of that. At certain points this year, they were 5 games out of the wild card. Like, they were dead in the water not that long ago. And now here they are, potentially, the number one wild card team. And while other teams around them are all being proactive in an effort to maintain their spot, hold off a hot team like the Red Sox, who are playing well right now, I'm not going to pretend like they aren't. But while all that's going on, we're hearing that the Red Sox are in stealth mode. We're hearing that they're very concerned about the inefficiencies of this particular trade deadline market. We hear, don't get your hopes up. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I've been hearing. And I hate hearing that because my hopes are very high. You know, like, I have very high hopes for this team. I've had high hopes for this team all year. Even when Rafi Devers opened the first day of spring training by crying about moving to DH. Even when he tried to be the biggest downer of all time, I still had high hopes for this team. And you should have high hopes for this team. They're playing the way we all expected that they could. And it's not super consistent. I'll grant you that. But they've shown, with all of the unevenness of this entire season, they've shown that in a wide-open American League that saw the Yankees plummet and the Blue Jays pass them, the Detroit Tigers go on this awful slump that they're in, you name it. I mean, listen, the Rays were a good team. They've completely fallen apart. Seattle is nothing special. Texas is nothing special. I mean, we're going to see the Houston Astros this weekend at Fenway. We'll see how special they are. There's no reason to think. The Blue Jays aren't really any better than the Red Sox, in my opinion. On paper, I don't see a team in Toronto that should be, well, that's the best team in the American League. No. They may have the best record right now. They're no better than you. And they've already made some moves. Get in the game. Get in the game, Red Sox. That's my plea. That's what I'm begging for. Because this was a fun game. And a fun couple of days here. A fun 48 hours out there in Minnesota. After a horrible plane ride. A horrible plane ride and a horrible opener with a horrible rain delay and a horrible ending. Since then, it's been pretty good. Trevor Story, Jaron Duran just hitting taters left and right. Romy Gonzalez, Yoshida, hitting home runs off Clemens' kid. How great was that? Oh, that was awesome. I'm sitting there going, yeah, leave him in there. Cody Clemens throwing the Ephus pitch. Oh, that was awesome. You think Roger was watching that and just like grinding his teeth? You know, just watching his kid go out there throwing meatballs to the Red Sox in like an 11-run game and watching them just tattoo his pitches and just going, I bet somewhere he was not enjoying that. I bet somewhere Roger Clemens, and I know Roger and the team have mended all the fences and that they're all good now, and he goes up there and he hangs out in the Nesson booth and he hangs out with Will and everybody in the WEEI booth, but I'm just here to say that I have not forgiven Roger Clemens. I may never forgive Roger Clemens. When Clemens came back and people were mad at him when he was on the Blue Jays and then again on the Yankees, I was one of those people. And I don't just flip on a dime, okay? I've also never met the guy. If I met him in the studio and he was nice to me, I'd probably be like, all right, fine, I forgive you. But I haven't, so that's how it works. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got 6:30 headlines coming up here in just a moment. I have some thoughts on Brian Baio, on Jaren Duran, and Roman Anthony. But really, I just wanted to put that plea out there to open the show. That you have a seat at the table, Red Sox. Craig Breslow, your team has a seat at the table right now. John Henry, seat at the table. And there's a bunch of teams on the floor. You're not one of them. You're at the table. You're not at the head of the table, but you're there. Don't let these people push you to the floor, okay? Don't let these other teams muscle you out of the way. There's no excuse for that. There's no reason for that. It is well past the point of worrying about market efficiencies and inefficiencies. This is about a potentially special season, and I think this can be a special season for the Red Sox. I do. If 2021 was considered a special season, this could this team's better than the 2021 team, in my opinion. Like, considerably better. And it would be a shame if they don't get to prove it. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. Thomas Cristofoli is going to get you caught up on what's trending. We got your 6:30 headlines coming your way. Bunch of trades to tell you about that were all executed today. The Yankees, the Angels, the Reds. We got Vince McMahon in a car crash. We have the wildest story I've ever heard about Gilbert Arenas and these poker games he was having with the Israeli mafia at his mansion, which we'll get to later on in the show. But right now, here's Thomas Cristofoli.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Fully with what's trending. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's the Christian Arcan Show. We got a full four-hour program here for you tonight. We'll have our 6:30 headlines here in a few minutes, but first let's go to the phone lines, as a lot of you are already jumping in, want to talk trade deadline. We'll start with Mike in the car. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Arcan, what's up, man?
What's up, Mike?
They're going to make a trade here. They're definitely going to make a big splash. They're going to get Ryan. They're going to trade Franklin Arias, they're going to trade Christian Campbell, and they're going to trade the password for Joe Ryan and Jaren Duran. And they're going to follow up, get their pitching all taken care of in one move.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mike. I'll tell you now, that's not going to be the return for Joe Ryan. If Joe Ryan even gets traded, which he probably won't. I think that Joe Ryan The Twins just took a look at this team. They will ask for Jaren Duran, for Ryan probably. They would ask for him. It doesn't cost you a lot. Cost controlled for another year or two. The Twins, I don't think, are like a blow it up and start over teardown type of team. They're not the Orioles. They're not the White Sox. They're not the Rockies. They're not the Nationals, all right? Like, they're not one of the Pirates. Like, they're not one of those teams. They're bad, and their offense sucks. But they strike me as a team that would want MLB-ready players. Tampa Bay Rays, same thing. I kind of put the Rays and the Twins in that same bucket, you know? Couple of teams that have talent and have potential, but are probably not going to have anything really going for them, here this season. And looking to next season, but not looking necessarily to blow it up. Not looking necessarily to start over and just trade away and get out from under money. The Rays with Yandy Diaz, for example, according to several reports, Tampa Bay doesn't want prospects for him. They want a major league ready player for Yandy Diaz. And I think that that's a little bit what's going, like, there's so many teams that are still alive and so few actual dead in the water, pick the carcass clean type of crap teams out there. There's only a handful of those, and there's only so much meat on their carcasses, you know? So, like, that to me is this what we're seeing right now? Like, the Padres interested in Jaren Duran, the Tampa Bay Rays trading Yandy Diaz but wanting something back, something, a major league player, a capable player coming back in the deal if they're going to move him. I think this is just sort of the next natural evolution of an expanded playoff and a very late in the season trade deadline. I just think that this was the way it was bound to happen, with those factors kind of contributing to the idea of, okay, we all want to try and get the good players off the bad teams, but once that runs out, then what do? Well, then you start looking around the league at teams that are still alive technically, but not really, or maybe teams that are right there with you in the same boat that you are, but have a logjam at a certain position and need some help somewhere else and are willing to sit down at the table and make a move that benefits everybody. Not a lot of those examples. There just aren't. And a lot of things come and factor into it as well, like service time, like cost control, et cetera, and that adds or subtracts value to a potential trade. But I think that generally, like, this shouldn't be a surprise. But I do think expecting the Twins to want to give up Joe Ryan for three prospects, one of whom was at the major league level this year and got sent back down to the minors, and two other minor leaguers, good ones, not great ones. We're not talking about top prospects. Christian Campbell, I don't know where he ranks right now in terms of, like, prospects in the majors. I'd imagine it's probably taken a hit, although he has heated up lately. He has been heating up lately in Worcester, hitting some taters lately, I saw. Maybe building back up some of that trade value. You know who's got a ton of trade value right now? Jaren Duran. Jaren Duran is probably maxing out in terms of trade value for this season anyway, right now, this week. And you can take that however you want. I saw Jones being like, I can't believe people wanted to actually trade Jaren Duran. Yeah, right. Well, do you see the rest of the season that he's been having? Like, and not only that, have you seen what Roman Anthony's doing? Have you seen what Sedan Rafael is doing? Have you seen the other outfielders on this team? Some pretty good ones. Willie Abreu, you've seen the year he's having? Like, it's not just wanting to get rid of Duran. It's trying to make the team better in places where they are lacking. And I think it's pretty obvious at this point that while 13 runs against the Twins is nice, they still need some offense, and they absolutely need another arm or two in the rotation, and so does everybody else. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do to stand out? It's going to have to be more than the password and Christian Campbell and who was the other guy he said? I don't even remember. Who was the first prospect he said?
I couldn't even tell you, but that's how irrelevant it is.
I mean, maybe. But that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's Red Sox fans and all fans of all teams, I think, have a real bad habit of looking at their prospects and overvaluing them to the point where when you start talking about potential moves and trades, it's like you're speaking two different languages. I don't know if the front office is doing that, but if those are the kind of offers that they're making, then potentially, yes. Also, according to Sean McAdam, the Padres offered a starting pitcher, a catching prospect, and another prospect, and the Red Sox laughed them off the phone. So maybe there's a whole bunch of delusion floating around this trade deadline right now. It's entirely possible. Let's go to our good friend Jake in Boston, who has been avoiding me. Jake, where you been, buddy?
It's baseball season. You're not on the air as much.
That's true. I'm not. It's a good point. What's up, Jake?
Quick point on the deadline, and I do want to get to Will Campbell here for a minute. But despite you being a faux moralist, Aroldis Chapman has been maybe the best acquisition that Craig Breslow has had this year.
Definitely.
So if this team wants to really cheap it up at the deadline, doesn't want to spend money, there's a former Cy Young winner named Trevor Bauer who's got a 2.59 ERA in Japan right now who you could bring home for like an MLB minimum salary.
Are you serious? Isn't he getting knocked around in Japan? I thought he was getting crushed out there in Mexico or something. Wasn't Bauer I thought Bauer was not doing well. 2.95 ERA?
2.59 ERA.
So serious question, Jake. Do you think they can do better? You think they can't do better than Trevor Bauer right now?
They don't want to. That's not my problem. They don't want to.
Okay.
Like, they're too cheap. I would be shooting for schemes given all the assets you got. Now, on to the Patriots here, because Will Campbell's getting killed at camp right now. And even worse, it seems like Cole Strange, this bust of all busts, is now sitting here backup center on the depth chart after today, getting moved around from guard because of this rookie that's doing pretty well right now. So here's a problem. And this is, you thought Coldplay was bad. The Patriots may be even worse. So Cole's fiance Mallory is on the cheerleading squad. And since the Patriot players can't stop co-mingling with them, are they going to keep Cole Strange just to appease the cheerleaders at this point? Because Cole Strange, as your first-round pick, he's sitting here in the biggest year of his deal to be backup guard or backup center right now. That is an absolute disaster. And then lastly, Christian, I don't want to ignore, for all the ownership faux pas going on in this city right now, the Revolution had both of their fan supporter groups who are basically cosplaying incels issue like self-important statements in the last 24 hours expressing their shame on the organization. They don't call out ownership. They don't call out the team president. It's the softest thing I've ever seen. They are so petrified of doing so because their World Cup tickets are all that they've got going for them right now. They are the most pathetic group of people in this town right now because, you know, Manchester U, this happens overseas. They actually, you know, they basically borderline January 6th the whole thing over Super League. The Rams just put out an Instagram statement. Oh, we're so sorry. Like, we're bad. Ownership needs to do something.
Okay, that's Jake, thanks for the call. Thank you very much. I don't care that much about the – I let you go on a long time there. And the reason why I let him go on so long is because I wanted to look up Trevor Bauer's stats in Japan just because I saw, like, a tweet a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was a month or something, I forget, but it was Trevor Bauer, and he was just getting tattooed in Japan. I just entered into Google Trevor Bauer Japan stats, and the AI overview, our AI overlords, spat this at me. Trevor Bauer stats in Japan's Nippon Professional Baseball with the Yokohama Dina Bay Stars show a mixed performance. In 2023, his ERA was 2.76, but in 2025, his ERA is 4.17. 4.17 in the Japanese League. Combine them both together, that's a 3.79 ERA. AI says Bauer demonstrates the ability to strike out batters on occasion, but has also been hit hard at times. His current performance in Japan is not seen as a path back to Major League Baseball.
Sounds just like someone the Breslow bot would want, Arcan.
I mean, potentially. Let's put all the other stuff aside. And for him calling me a moralist, absolutely I was with Aroldis Chapman. But it wasn't just a moral thing. Aroldis Chapman the last, like, 5 to 6 years hasn't really been all that good. This year, if you look at his stat, go to his baseball reference page. He hasn't had a year like this since 2016. In 2016, that's when he put up numbers similar to this, and that was 9 years ago. And in the 8 years in between, he turned into a walk machine. He bounced all over the place. He was pitching for the Pirates. Like, he was basically on his way out the door, and I didn't see the point in going out there and guaranteeing him a bunch of money. I'll admit, I was totally wrong. And part of it was, you're right, Jake, part of it was morals and me not liking the guy. But there was also a baseball aspect to that, too. And I think there's a baseball aspect to this thing with Trevor Bauer here as well. Whether you want to say the guy got railroad or whatever, I don't agree with that, but fine. I mean, if that's your opinion on it, fine. He's in the Japan League with a 4-something ERA. Like, no thanks. I think we can do better than that. Let's try EJ in East Boston. Go ahead, EJ.
Hey, Arcan. So is it fair to say that you're on the side of, unless you have a blue-chip prospect like a Roman Anthony, then absolutely trade them all for proven talent?
Trade all the prospects, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, obviously not all of them, but you would be comfortable giving up your number three prospect, your number six prospect, your number nine prospect for a Sandy Alcantara or Joe Ryan?
Joe Ryan, yes. Sandy Alcantara, no. Daniel Cabrera, his teammate, maybe I would, but I'm out on Alcantara. I don't trust him. I don't trust him since the injury, coming back from that injury. Not a guy I would want to get mixed up with.
That's fair. So my larger point is, wasn't the whole point of the Chaim Bloom's and the Craig Breslow's to operate more like Andrew Freeman with the Dodgers? And if so, the Dodgers routinely always have top prospects, good international free agent signings, and they're able to continue to move these prospects for proven talent. You would think Craig Breslow would be okay with having to get uncomfortable if a deal were to include a Christian Campbell, if it was worthwhile. Because wouldn't you say the whole point of this nerd operations and all the money they put into baseball operations and player development and driveline is to find these guys in the third, fourth round of the draft and develop them into top 100 guys and get these international signings? If you want to be like the Dodgers, be like the Dodgers.
Yeah, EJ, I think you're certainly onto something there. And in the international market, the Red Sox have definitely come up short here, and that goes back to Chaim Bloom. That's another thing that costs money, you know, it just does. That being said, the Dodgers spend. That's the big difference. Dodgers will go out there and outspend everybody, or they'll figure out a way to get the stars and defer the money or whatever it is that they're doing. The Red Sox are not anywhere close to making those kind of commitments. All right, we're way late, but let's get to it right now. It's time for our 6:30 headlines.
This is 6:30 Headlines.
All right, here's some headlines for you, and they all involve the Boston Red Sox. Well, not the Boston Red Sox, but Major League Baseball, that is for sure. In fact, I believe we have some breaking news.
We do?
Yeah, hit the sounder. Thomas, we got breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
All right, here's your breaking news. The Phillies closing in on acquiring Johan Duran from the Twins, sources tell Ken Rosenthal. Not a done deal yet, so maybe I jumped the gun a little bit here with the breaking news, but that was a potential target for the Red Sox, a guy that was being talked about a lot, a guy who I thought got traded in the middle of the game yesterday, or maybe it was Monday. What was the game where he started, like, hugging everybody in the bullpen?
It was yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, he grabbed his teammates' cheeks.
Right? Yeah, there was a little butt grab there, a little slap-ass, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little slap-ass in the locker room. Unless you take it too far like Christian Wilkins. But, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And they were out there. I mean, he was out there. Duran was hugging his teammates, you know, grabbing a little booty cheek. And I thought getting ready to go get traded somewhere. Looks like now he will be headed to the Philadelphia Phillies. They're close to acquiring him, although I guess it is not yet official. However, that seems like a likely place for him to go. And if the Twins are trading Duran, then I'd expect there to be a few more dominoes to drop there. I'm still not convinced that Joe Ryan's going anywhere. As much as I love him on the Red Sox, I just think that they're going to ask way too much for Joe Ryan, and that the Red Sox will ultimately balk. Maybe another team out there will do what it takes to get him, but I have a feeling that's not going to happen. I guess we'll see. Time will tell. But I can tell you that these things all definitely did happen today. And that would be several trades in the majors. For example, the Reds getting Ke'Bryan Hayes from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Horrible bat there from Hayes. Great glove, though. Kind of an iffy move. Their OPS they've been getting at third base this year is not much lower than what Hayes has given you anyway. So maybe a change of scenery for him over there in Cincinnati will help. The Reds, by the way, as I said, a team that's been hovering around 500 most of the year in a very competitive NL Central. And they're trying to maximize this window that they have. I heard Will Fleming talking about this today. They have a great young pitching staff. With Abbott and all those kids and Ellie De La Cruz and a bunch of fun players on that team. Are they able to compete with the Brewers and the Cubs right now? Probably not, but they're working towards it. They're working towards doing that. The New York Yankees picking up a platoon outfielder from the White Sox, Austin Slater, crushes lefties. He's kind of going to be their version of Rob Refsnyder right now, and that's a reactionary move, I would think, to Aaron Judge going down with an injury. And the Angels, for some reason, I don't know why they're making trades, but they traded for a couple of relievers. One of them, Luis Garcia, who the Red Sox traded for at the last deadline for four no-name prospects. And Garcia, if you'll remember, made 15 appearances, had an ERA in the eights, got DFA'd by the Dodgers this year, picked up by the Nationals, and then traded away. He also isn't very good this year. The Angels also got Andrew Chafin. He's pretty good. The prospects they gave up are basically nothing. So there you go. That's what's going on in Major League Baseball right now. We'll get you caught up on any other trades that get made here over the course of the evening. We will keep you abreast of all the goings-on here, rumors, trades, reports, all that stuff. And hopefully, the Red Sox make some kind of move. I don't want them to wait till tomorrow. I don't want to sweat this out all day tomorrow. And I definitely don't want to go on the air all pissed off tomorrow because they didn't do anything. One more headline. And that is former WWF CEO Vince McMahon cited for reckless driving in a Connecticut highway crash. McMahon allegedly rear-ended a BMW on a Connecticut highway with debris hitting a third vehicle. This happened on a highway in Westport. McMahon, who is 78 years old, cited for reckless driving, following too closely in his Bentley. He hit a BMW with his Bentley. The impact sent both cars into a wooden guardrail. Debris from the crash flew into oncoming traffic where it struck a third vehicle traveling the other way. I want to say this first and foremost. My mother is from Connecticut. I am a big fan of the state of Connecticut. I hate driving in Connecticut. I hate it. You never know when some 78-year-old wrestling icon is going to rear end you. You never know what's going to happen. I hate that you can't pass on the right. I hate that everyone's in. It's different. Like, I always defend the way people drive in Boston and how they drive aggressively. The way people drive in Connecticut, and again, I'm sorry to you people in Connecticut because I do have a lot of love for you, but I hate the way you drive. And it's not even really so much you driving because a lot of people pass through Connecticut. So I'm not even going to blame Connecticut for this. People are going through Connecticut to get to Boston, to get to New York, to get to Providence, to get to wherever. All right? You know, there's a lot of different places you can go, and some people are going to Connecticut from those places for whatever reason it may be. It just seems like this type of thing, like driving in Connecticut's the worst. Driving on the highway in Connecticut, oh boy. Oh God. And I had to do, you know, we had to do it a lot. My grandparents were living there in a little town called Winstead, which I love. And there's a restaurant there called The Tributary, which I also love. And batting cages and stuff. Me and my cousins used to go there. I'm telling you, I love Connecticut. But if I never have to drive in that state again, it will be entirely too soon. And by the way, tough week for the WWF, wouldn't you say? We lose the Hulkster and Vince McMahon's out there rear-ending people. Although technically he's not involved with WWE anymore and also is a pretty horrible guy, right? I mean, we all sort of saw those same things and that whole court case and that whole thing. How about that documentary, too, by the way, the Vince McMahon documentary? Did you watch that?
No, but I really want to watch the new one that came out. It's like the behind the scenes of the WWE on Netflix.
Okay, that may be the one I'm thinking of then, because that was the one with like Vince's like mainly.
This one just came out yesterday.
Oh, it's a new one. Okay, never mind.
But yeah, so I saw this clip where like Shane McMahon was crying. He was like, I just want my dad's respect. And his dad was like, my kid's a bum.
Not surprising. And they did all that stuff for the camera, but the real bad stuff he was doing behind the scenes with like his employees and things like that, like pretty bad. Pretty bad stuff. Anyway, those are your headlines there at 6:30. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have the latest on Major League Baseball trade deadline intel. I just gave you a list of all the deals that got executed today, including one that's very close to being done there. Duran going to the Phillies. That's Johan Duran, by the way. That's been
confirmed. Twins and Phillies deal is agreed upon.
Okay.
Right-hander Mick Abel and catcher Eduardo Tate are going to the Minnesota Twins for closer Duran.
Mick Abel and Eduardo Tate, not familiar with them. Be interested in seeing where they ranked in the Phillies prospects list if you want to take a look at that, Thomas. We can see what the going rate for a closer like Duran is because he's probably the biggest name to get traded so far here. Yeah, I think I would. Ryan McMahon, maybe. I don't know. Rosario. Like, I'd say this guy's right up there. This guy is a top closer in the majors. And he is now on his way to the Philadelphia Phillies. The trade deadline tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We got trades happening left and right. We'll get to some intel for you right after that.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Christian Arcand Show, WEEI. We're Boston Sports Original. Have you till 10 o'clock tonight. A little bit more on this Phillies trade with the Twins for Johan Duran, not Jared Duran. A lot of people getting upset with me for saying Duran got traded. I did say Johan Duran, the closer for the Twins, who you just saw the other day. Going to the Phillies. Phillies are sending back Eduardo Tate and Mick Abel, who are considered the what number prospects, Thomas?
Abel is the second, and Tate is the ninth for the Phillies.
Okay. Eduardo Tate becomes the first top 100 prospect in Major League Baseball to be traded in 3 years at the deadline. Nightingale is saying that Tate is their fourth and sixth ranked, and Abel is their sixth ranked prospects for the Phillies. So there's different rankings, I'm sure. It's good prospects, though. We're talking two top 10 prospects is what it took to land Duran. Johan Duran. How high of a priority should bullpen be for the Red Sox? I think that's a fair question. We just saw Jordan Hicks melt down again the other day. There was another Giants reliever that just got traded as well, and I forgot about this. This happened today as well. Tyler Rogers getting traded to the New York Mets, and Tyler Rogers is a submariner from the Giants, and he's very good. He's having a great year. ERA in the ones, a really low whip. Very tough delivery to pick up on. I feel like there's not a lot of submariners in the majors anymore. There used to be a whole bunch. Who's that guy the Red Sox had? Mike Myers? They'd play the Halloween music when he'd come in. I love a good submariner. Byung-Young Kim. I guess maybe not him, but, you know, there was plenty of submariners back in the day. You don't see him that much anymore. And Mets had to give up some good prospects to get him. So, interesting, too, by the way, how the Giants trade for Rafael Devers. It cost them Jordan Hicks and three prospects. If that's the price for Jordan Hicks, then Tyler Rogers, Juan Soto, what are we talking here?
How's that going to work? Or maybe it's just different. Because that trade was all about money, even though everyone said it wasn't. Oh, now it's really about vibes. It's really about this. It's about that. And in fairness, the San Francisco Giants have completely fallen apart since that trade. Who knew that Jordan Hicks was the guy keeping that whole thing together? He was the one running that whole operation. As soon as he was out of that building, the Giants have completely imploded and are now potentially selling at the deadline here. I mean, they just sold off one of their best relievers. That would be some real Jekyll and Hyde type stuff right there from the Giants. Going from trading for Devers and taking on all that money then blowing it up at the deadline. Oof. Oof indeed. Anyways, I wanted to go through some of the latest trade deadline intel that is on ESPN, Buster Olney, Jeff Passan, etc. This is entitled Last Minute Trade Deadline Intel. And here are the topics. Number one, what are you hearing that could keep things moving in the final hours? Only the Mets' effort to get better. The Diamondbacks looking to part with players. Relief pitchers and outfielders, Cedric Mullins of the Orioles. But the Mets are going to be very aggressive, looking for a starter who could pitch in the first three games of a postseason series. Also a reliever and an outfielder. Jeff Passan. Number of teams that want high-leverage relief pitchers and the relative paucity of them in the market. Paucity? What are you, Chris Gasper? Paucity? P-A-U-C-I-T-Y. Can you please look up what that means? Because I have no idea. And I feel like I'm pretty well edged. I have a good vocabulary. And I have never seen that word before in my life. P-A-U-C-I-T-Y. What does that mean?
The presence of something only in small or insufficient qualities or amounts.
Okay, Jeff Passan with your fancy words. The paucity of them. So I guess you could just say there's not a lot of them out there. If you wanted to. The paucity of them on the market. St. Louis's Ryan Hesley is the top rental option. And then there's the group of controllable arms like David Bednar from Pittsburgh, Duran from Minnesota, Griffin Jacks from Minnesota. Duran just got moved. Tampa Bay's Pete Fairbanks. And consider the teams in that desire impact relief help right now. And he lists them. The Phillies, the Blue Jays, the Rangers, the Tigers, both New York teams, and the Dodgers. I don't see the Red Sox in there anywhere. In fact, you don't see the Red Sox even mentioned anywhere in this article. Which deal do you think will have the biggest impact the rest of the season? Well, whichever late inning reliever is acquired by the Phillies, which is now Duran. Passan depends on teams' willingness to move players with years of control. Joe Ryan, Mackenzie Gore, Duran, Jack, Stephen Kwan, etc. Varying activity levels from the World Series favorites. What are you hearing about the last minute plans for division leaders? Now, not going to mention the Red Sox here because they're not a division leader. Blue Jays got Sir Anthony Dominguez. The Astros want a starting pitcher. The Detroit Tigers want to shore up the back end of their bullpen. They also just traded for a starter the other day. They traded for Chris Paddock. The Brewers not expecting to do much. The Dodgers probably going to be active, a reliever the top priority. With the wild card races tightening, what are you hearing the Cubs, Phillies, Yankees, Mariners could do as they try to keep their grip on the top spots? Are the Red Sox not a wild card team? Or are they just not hearing a peep? Not a peep about the Red Sox. The Cubs want a frontline starter. The Yankees are focused on adding bullpen help. Shane Bieber's an option for the Cubs. The Phillies are among the aggressive teams in the relief market. The Mariners are a deadline wild card. They've got all these top 100 prospects. Are they going to move someone like Harry Ford, Torrent Suarez, blah, 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 da, 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 da. Nothing about the Red Sox. The Red Sox are not mentioned. And I am horrified as to what that could potentially mean. Now, there's a chance that Craig Breslow is playing things so close to the vest here. And he's going to come over the top rope like Superfly Jimmy Snuka tomorrow and land a trade that's going to knock our socks off. But I'm just so far removed from actually believing that's possible. I will be so shocked if that happens. I'll be happy if it happens, and I'll be thrilled to be wrong. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like the writing's on the wall, and some people are choosing to read it, and some people are choosing to just walk on by. 617-779-7937. Matt's in Rhode Island. You get the final word here before we take a baseball break. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Jim?
What's up?
You just brought that trade up with San Fran, which is just so ironic because Well, let me give Hicks just a little bit of a pass on the other night in Minnesota with the delay, blah, blah, blah. But have you ever seen a major league pitcher hit a batter with consecutive pitches? I mean, and let's just digress to the showing he had in Philadelphia in extra innings. The guy's one of the worst pitchers in the major leagues. He's only getting run out there because they got to, like, try to save face on the trade. It's just like, can you imagine him in a high leverage situation in the playoffs?
No.
Like, I mean, you can't put this guy in. Like, as far as the trade deadline, this is exactly what how I thought they would do it.
Okay, thanks for the comment. Jordan Hicks was billed as a dominant late inning reliever. That's the type of guy you should be able to put in leverage situations. I would not do that with him. I would not. I love the speed. I love that he can throw 100 miles an hour. I think that's terrific. But the only guy I've seen hit two batters in a row like that's maybe like Tim Wakefield. You know, if we're going back a little ways, you know, throwing the knuckleball. Like I just that you don't see that very often. You don't see that in the bottom of the ninth. And I know he had an hour and a half to think about it, and sure, and fine. But let's not act also like that was the first time he's gone out there and looked overwhelmed by the moment. I mean, it's, you know, and listen, so that shouldn't be the moment that you use him. But it's a shame that that's the only major league ready player that you got back for Rafael Devers. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got the latest from Patriots training camp and ESPN. Took a look at the most valuable players on each team. And when they say value, they're not necessarily talking about wins on the field, but potentially if you were to put these players on the trade block, who would fetch the most? I thought that was an interesting exercise, and we'll get to what the answers were for the Patriots right after this.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.